You guys want to go to Little Woodrow? You guys want to go to Little Woodrow?
I thought you were just there.
The turtle races.
Oh, that's him.
I was like, yeah, you were just there. Fuck you.
I don't usually go, but like I go like once every couple months and it's kind of fun.
Best service.
It's like that white trash.
You go slumming it.
Best service you will find in San Antonio.
Don't you fucking pop that camera.
I'm not. I'm just putting right here.
What are you doing?
What, mixing up the tomatoes?
You gotta wait, you gotta mix it?
Yeah, don't shake it, though.
Are you lying right now?
No.
Are you making us just do this for fucking?
Yes. Are you Mexican?
No, we're all gonna
welcome
open it
to unsubscribe.
Yeah. Today we turn a can for an hour straight.
I got everyone a Budweiser Chelada Clamato Picante.
Why?
I'm fucking finish this.
Yo, no, please. They're like you're going to have heart.
If I shit myself and die because this has got clam juice in it, I swear to fucking God.
There is clam juice in it.
You didn't know that?
You can't taste the fish.
What? No, Batty, don't do that. If this kills you, I'm going to laugh.
Are you allergic to shellfish?
No, I just vomit and just throw up and shit every time I eat seafood.
That's called being allergic, Batty.
Oh, I'm allergic to shellfish.
Are you allergic to bee stings? No, I just swell up and almost die every time a bee stings me.
Delicious? It's delicious. Yummy. Yummy.
I hate I don't hate.
The Mexican doesn't hate the fucking...
I hate I don't hate.
Say hi to Eli. It's racially ambiguous and batty. That guy's fucking ridiculous. Donut. It's harder to rhyme, but he's a really nice guy. Welcome to Unsubscribe.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the Unsubscribe podcast. Make sure wherever you're listening or watching, whether it's on YouTube, Castro, Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, Podbean, Stitcher, or... that's all of them. Please leave a comment, like it, thumbs up it, give it a rating of 5 stars, whatever you can do. It helps the podcast out immensely. And Donut and Eli will be very happy if you do that. And we want to make Donut and Eli happy today.
Yeah, for 5 stars on everything and a comment if there is possible, because we need to be at the top. Donut, say something motivating. And that's where the you come. That is.
Come subscribe.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Unsubscribe podcast. I'm joined today by Batty Streams, Eli Double Fat White Claw, and Brandon Herrera.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Unsubscribe podcast. We're joined by fucking Brandon Barbera, Donut Operator, and Batty Streams.
Jesus Christ. Can we get a volume warning for
Flux coming from Batty?
That's your fucking son.
Oh, dude. I love how he ended the one where Batty wasn't here by screaming just loudly into the mic.
It's on brand. Like, I want to be mad, but like, I get it.
Man.
That is awful. How do you drink this shit?
I think they're good. It's like if you guys have never had one, it doesn't taste fishy. It's like a cold Bloody Mary.
Nothing says it's good when three people put it down and one continues.
Free alcohol. Say no.
Dude, she's kind of hot. All of us. Bro, I don't know about that.
If all alcohol tasted like that, I would look like a CrossFit model.
I know. Oh, man. If this is the baseline of
maybe
booze.
Maybe start drinking just these. I'm getting shaped. Yeah.
Do you want to drink?
I don't need to drink today. Never mind.
This makes me want to bench press. God damn.
On this episode of Unsubscribe, no one talks. Just bored and miserable.
Sobriety.
On this episode of Sobriety. Oh,
God. It's like, welcome to Sobriety.
How you doing, guys? Well, last night I read a book. Yeah.
And there's Eli, he's 100% sober, and Cody, he's also sober, and Batty
is dead.
Welcome to Unsubscribe.
And Batty.
Feet just falling into frame. I would never go that way. That's boring.
We've talked about this extensively.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds pool.
Ryan Reynolds pool.
Wait, Batty, what happened to that camera?
Why are you asking me?
Are you asking Batty about the camera, Beli?
I don't remember them ever going to sleep.
Batty didn't hit record on it.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, are the other ones recording?
Yeah, they're recording.
I didn't know it was recording. Hit
record. All right. Are we good?
Everything else is good.
You've gone through
I'm not the camera guy!
68 episodes. Jesus Christ.
Fuck, this is going to be a slight delay on this camera right here. Thanks to our boy Batty.
Why is this my fault?
This is going to be the episode that you guys get canceled. Can't
it's a little crooked.
You gotta get out.
You just straighten the crown out, yeah.
There you go.
I'm so glad they brought these back for you.
Oh no.
For you.
Just for Brandon. Like,
no, you start floating away as
with your No. It looks so good with your flowing hair.
Oh my god, Cody runs into a fucking
teardrop tattoo. It's all I need.
Cody runs into a telephone booth with a suit on, just comes out, just with that hat on.
Flying at supersonic speed.
You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got to go to hyperspeed.
A child crying with a mom covering her ears next to it.
What's hilarious is that if this is people's first time watching the podcast, they have no fucking clue what we're talking about.
Yeah. It's better that way. It's the podcast is just an extension of Cody's vlogs. It's a fever dream.
Fever dreams are the best.
But we talk about game.
Gaming. I'm talking about a game today. I got a game I want to talk about. We're going to do it later because we're not going to talk about video games in the first
minutes.
No, fuck no. Are you excited about a video game?
I am.
When the fuck has that happened?
It's been a long time. Well, no, it's not. We talked about Digimon Survive. That was a fucking amazing game. Still having fun playing that. It's been 2 weeks. I haven't had fun playing a game for 2 weeks in a very long time. And another game just came out. Also very fun.
See, we got all this fucking video game stuff I don't give a fuck about. Brandon, first off, you never apologized for what you did to the community. Right. You never had a fucking I'm sorry video for getting canceled for 7 days. Well, not canceled, but banned.
Banned, yeah.
Why? Why is there no apology video?
Because, Susan, and I want you to know this from the bottom of my heart, I'm not sorry. I'll fucking do it again.
I'll do it again. Murder.
I'll fucking do it again.
Murder.
Everyone else, when they have their when they get banned, don't they do an apology video, or is that just canceled?
That's when you get canceled. I did do a video basically saying, like, I do acknowledge that what I did was against the community. However, I don't see anything fucking morally problematic about it. I get it. I'll take my pee-pee slap. I accept that.
As the shards of metal flying by your head, you're like,
that
okay.
That wasn't what they had a problem with. That was not what they had a problem with at all.
Was it the Amazon cart, the easily constructed beep?
So, yeah, as soon as, like, so my YouTube rep, who's cool as shit, called me.
We're building ammo.
He sends me a text. He goes, bro, dot. Like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you're getting a fucking strike. And I remember we were sitting at that dinner, like, strike hasn't come in yet. Maybe they changed their... Oh, nope.
There it is.
But they... No, because he's like, I would have fought this. Because, like, technically, since it's black powder, it's not a firearm.
Yeah.
So, legally speaking, it's not a firearm. So, it's not firearm construction. We didn't give a how-to, whatever. The gunpowder thing got a little out there because I did teach people how to make gunpowder. But that's Googleable. You can find... Like, that's not, like, secret
information. Yeah, there's this book that came out a while ago. Teaches you how to make all sorts of crazy stuff.
William Powell? Yeah. Very familiar. That was my teenage years.
I love this apology so far.
Well, first off, you can Google that word. Not that bad.
Literally, this is all Googleable shit. It's not very fucking hard. I was doing this when I was fucking 15.
There's a lot of Googleable shit.
It's a miracle I'm alive. But no, it was the part where he's like, yeah, you literally said that this is not a DIY, but you showed your entire Amazon cart of how to do it, which is basically a link. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'll take that. I'll take that pee-pee stomp and fucking move on.
It's a good pee-pee stomp.
I got to see that video before it was, you know.
I was proud of that video. We're going to put it up somewhere else, I think. Because he's like, don't try to fucking re-upload this. Like, he's like, even censored. He's like, for the love of fuck. Just don't. Okay, fair enough.
Is there a new Live Leak? Because Live Leak's gone, right? We talked about that once.
Yeah.
Is there a new?
Rumble is kind of like the
Rumble
free speech YouTube alternative.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, like, is it like?
Well, there's all sorts of sites that we probably shouldn't mention here that you can go to for that. Well, Reddit's the fucking big
one. Reddit's the biggest one, I would say.
Yeah. Because
they don't really censor anything.
Well, for a while there, they allowed like pedophile subreddits and really weird
shit.
Great.
It's not great.
But they let it's it bad. On their platform for like years and years before they finally cracked down and was like, you guys shouldn't be showing pictures of naked kids.
Minorly attracted person.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Be respectful.
Don't get Twitter canceled again.
I would love if you got Twitter. That's the Twitter cancel. I'd be like, what the fuck? I was like, everything, Cody. Is like,
I was going to make a very detailed wood chipper joke, and I realized that's probably not a good idea.
No, not for the Ryan Reynolds pool.
Mr. Chippy.
Adventures with Mr. Chippy.
Ding. It's like they animate. You know how they do the arms and the googly eyes on like the birds?
I just see like straight out like old Steamboat Mickey, Mr. Chippy, on the boat next to Mickey, just fucking
grabbing the human in the throat.
Literally.
Yeah. See, exactly like that. That's exactly to a T what I was talking about.
Okay. I can send that to Fork if you'd like.
Please. Please do. Man, dude.
Well, there was a good apology video. There you go. That's going to be the thumbnail and title.
We're sorry.
I just picture this.
Sorry.
We're sorry. And that's
dude,
I mean, it's
blow out all of our eyes. Like,
yeah, blow them up with big anime tears.
You're welcome.
Everyone do the face. Yeah. Batty, do your face. There we go.
That was the thumbnail. You're welcome. That was,
We're doing your job for you.
Dude, this fucking UFC. Okay, we don't talk about fighting in sports because most of us don't know what a ball is.
What's it's video games.
Other than like, our balls.
Wait. We all played sports here, though, right?
Yeah.
I fought.
Yeah, I did football, baseball, soccer.
Soccer, baseball.
Okay, football and baseball a little bit, soccer when I was a kid, but. Oh, I'm rugby. Fuck.
What did you do? Me and my dad tried. I got hit in the head in Little League with a fucking baseball. I quit that sport after that. Football never was my thing. I just do fighting. Martial arts and everything.
So you didn't like getting hit in the head.
So you went and got hit in the head.
This ball is hard.
Dude, but the fist. Like,
baseball, though, I remember getting my fucking clock wiped a few times with like stray like ball in the outfield kind of shit. Like cats.
Yeah, he's just don't worry
dude,
about
that,
it.
Dude, that's what, like
you can get fucking.
Dude, our little league, it was that. I was six.
Well, I wasn't talking little league necessarily.
Well, mine was sixth grade. And I just remember because it was like all the sixth graders. And there was that one sixth grader that was the kid that hit me when he was a pitcher. They made him a pitcher because the kid was. We were all like 80 pounds, 12.
He got the testosterone a little early.
Yeah, and it was like
with the beard.
12-year-old. And yeah, exactly. He was like, I'm 6'8", I'm 12.
And oh, God, he fucking, like that kid at the range.
Yeah, and he just like,
oh my God, dude. There was no way that kid was 14.
Dude, some of those dudes.
He was 14.
Them genetic monsters. And that's what happened. Like the big dude, he fucking chucked the ball and I was like, yeah, let's. And the ball's like, hero already. I was like, boom. And I got dropped. And they're like, Eli's sitting out
still
the
rest. Wearing the helmets with like the side.
No. Oh, I got just fucking domed.
Oh, so this is like the Laredo League.
Wait,
this
you didn't wear helmets?
No, you had the small ones. Back in the 90s, right. We didn't have.
I finally touched.
Yeah, you didn't have the full face. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
This
you
is
had
right.
Full face, but you had like the ear.
No.
Not in the 90s.
What? Okay.
No.
90s is very,
not back,
yeah.
Not back then, dude.
What the fuck is the that's helmet a, for that, then? That's where the ball's coming from. This it's is not coming from up top.
They learned that later. Yeah. That's a 2000s era.
Not that you were. Design shit that like pisses me off. Like, where the fuck?
That's the first time I broke my nose was baseball. It was the same thing. A pitcher hit me right in the fucking.
How many times have you broken your nose?
Three times.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm at two, I think. Yeah, but like.
I broke one of those ones.
I was fucking kid. That
I've
dude.
Never, I've never broken my nose that I know.
Cody, punch him.
Right now.
Yeah, both of us.
Crack. And it doesn't like it stays
it's
straight.
Straight. It's not so bad.
No, but it hurts.
But I'm shooting blood. Huh? No. I don't.
But yeah, that's a fucking sports. I fucking sucked at. I was like, I can fight and I can play video games. This is my life. And video games couldn't make money back in the day at all. But this UFC shit and they had the heavyweight championship. For boxing and then the UFC fight, and you guys watch
sports.
Luke is your friends.
Yeah.
Dude, I've met him during Luke. The racing thing.
Yeah, we
oh,
met.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah, out in Vegas. I met Luke. Super nice dude. Like fucking super cool dude.
Yeah, we've been friends with Luke Rockhold for about 2 years now.
You have before I was like because you went down to that thing in Miami, I think,
and got kicked, right?
Yeah.
Well, who kicked you?
I got kicked. Luke didn't kick me. It was Tyrone Spong, I think was his name, world champion kickboxer.
Oh,
he kicked. I let him kick me in the leg three times.
Yeah,
I couldn't walk for a fucking week.
Oh, but world champ. That fucking John Wayne, like my balls are sticking to my thigh walk for like a good minute.
It was like a month. I was having trouble with that. Which when you watch leg kicks on like UFC fights and they just shake it off, it's like nah, you don't know how that feels if you've never gotten a good shin kick to the leg.
Made of fucking concrete.
That's true.
And they
too.
Get kicked.
They do that all
also,
the time.
Yeah. You
and
like
also all of the steroids that they inject. It's all scar tissue on their thighs. So,
like, thighs and ass. Just nothing but scar.
I just like Cody was like, who do I want kicked in the leg by? World champion.
Who do I want kicked in the leg by?
Well, kickboxer.
Yeah, what okay. the fuck?
Okay, so
English motherfucker, do
who do
you
I
speak
want
it?
Kicked in the leg by, right? That's the
who do I want to get?
Well, speaking of yeah. loot,
we'll showing that up.
GED
over here. GED over here. Okay.
I got my degree in Iraq.
Sorry, I was fighting for your fucking freedom, Brandon Herrera.
Just left the room so fucking quick.
I'm out of here.
Okay. To be fair.
To be fair.
Luke and fucking Chuck Liddell were in sitting there going, Cody, get kicked by him, get kicked by him. And I'm like, okay.
I thought it was Luke who kicked you, though.
No, Luke
peer
kicked,
pressure.
Luke kicked, what's his name that works for Leviathan?
Yeah,
kicked, him in,
liver.
Kicked him in the liver.
Yeah,
the
that's
oh,
it.
Yeah,
that.
He kicked one of the cameramen in
he
the liver.
Fucked the dude
that
up.
Was mean-spirited.
It was kind of mean-spirited because Luke said, all right, man, hold your hands up. I'm going to get you in the leg. And he was just like, okay, whatever. And then Luke kicked him in the liver. It was a gentle kick, but, you know, gentle to the liver still like hurts like a motherfucker.
We were just talking about before, like with
anyone.
When we were going on the pig hunt, like where we were doing the stabbing the piggies,
mm-hmm.
a little friendly fire, I think. But we were down in Florida with that with Chuck Liddell. It's a joke because he was a cop.
Yeah.
I thought you were. I thought somebody got stabbed. And I was
dude,
like, I didn't hear this.
He did stab me in the liver on accident, but
did I?
No.
Wait, what? Stab? Like, yeah, Brian. I think you. I thought it was.
I don't remember this. Would have
brought up about stabbing your friend accident.
That's what I was like. Where? Did something happen we didn't talk about? Who got stabbed in Florida?
Hold up. Pause.
No, but Chuck was like demonstrating the difference. Like we were all just kind of like fucked up around that like kind of like lodge bar or whatever. And he's mm-hmm. demonstrating the difference between like a regular hit and like a liver hit. And he just kind of has that very Chuck way of going about it. Like, all right, so this is just like an old watch. hits me in like the fucking ab. I'm like, okay, yeah. It's like maybe like a half power, third power hit, like nothing crazy. All right, so this is.
I love he's a bulldog.
He's been punched in the face thousands of times. It doesn't work up here anymore.
The UFC has turned him into a human pug.
We love you, Chuck.
Chuck is seriously like,
please don't kill us.
He's the nicest
awesome.
Guy.
He's an awesome
Chuck
dude
is awesome.
Hang out with, but he's just really funny. Just like his mannerisms are entertaining. But he's just, all right, Chuck. This is a liver hit. Hits me in the same goddamn spot. I don't know, like at a slightly
just a
different
slight
angle.
Upwards though.
Yeah, and just like, oh, like, Morty, he just hit me in the liver. It's the hardest working liver in the galaxy. And now Chuck Liddell just punched me in it.
Morty, I'm dying.
Like I felt like all the toxins in my liver suddenly flooded my bloodstream. Oh. I got randomly super fucked up.
I just picture in the middle of a.
Were you sure this is my blood hurts?
My blood hurts.
I just like the idea of getting punched in the liver and it's just us. It's like, I'm drunk. I'm drunk again.
Fuck you. You're hot.
Why are you hitting on me all the time?
You want 69 standing up?
No, I don't want a 69 standing up.
The logistics seem so dangerous.
I'm a duck first. Why are you floating? Your body rotates.
Chuck and capsule coming in for docking.
Chuck's like, works every time.
It works every time.
Anytime you just
want to
fuck a chick, just punch her in the
head.
No, don't do that.
Wait, who's
don't do that.
Put yourself in the liver, Brandon.
Nope.
I need a buzz. Sup, bitches?
It's like this, like, now, like, push bull shot, like, oh, this is rad.
Man, I really want to save $80 at brunch today.
Our livers are just shooting out toxins.
After a while, you're like, I think I depleted the gas tank. Better retox.
God, retox. That's a new word.
No, come on. You don't have to detox if you just retox.
My liver's on empty. It looks healthy. That's right. Bad.
You are 28, and your liver is entirely scar tissue. How did you do it? Well, you see, I had this.
The Bruce.
The hat man that you were talking about.
Oh, my God. So, have you guys ever gone down the rabbit hole of seeing, like, these fucking Benadryl addicts?
Wait, there's a thing is Benadryl addiction?
There is a Reddit, a subreddit for people who just fucking like, just down Benadryl all the fucking time. fucking time. And
I love, just real quick, fucking the subreddits. Have you been to the meth Reddit where they just smoke meth?
I've not been to the fucking meth Reddit.
Dude, they just smoke meth. Reddit. It's a subreddit of them hitting meth and be like, fuck yeah, fuck bro.
That's the Hunter Biden one, right?
Yes. I just like there's Reddit that people.
Crack.
I didn't know there's a Benadryl Reddit.
No, so there seriously is, and like I heard about this like on the PKA podcast. They talked about it, so I went down this rabbit trail because like I have a buddy who just like has severe allergies, so he just takes Benadryl all the time. They're taking like 700 milligrams of Benadryl.
And how much is like a normal pill of Benadryl? Like 5 or 25 or something small.
They're like taking full packs of Benadryl. Right?
Holy fuck!
But they have these shared hallucinations because Benadryl high doesn't sound fun at all. Like, it sounds like the worst fucking experience you could ever have. Like, they have a shared hallucination of spiders and something called the Hat Man, which is a dark figure that stands in doorways and shit with, like, a fucking silhouette of a hat that they've all seen. And it's weird as fuck.
What does that do to the inside of your body?
It destroys it.
That one guy was talking about, remember the one we were looking at? He was like, 40% of my liver doesn't work.
Yeah, because, he's literally retarded now. Literally retarded because like his brain doesn't fucking work and his liver doesn't fucking work and like he just like this shit will like destroy your body and you will be freaked the fuck out the entire time you're high.
Yay.
It sounds terrible, but people fucking do it.
Don't if there's a drug that legally makes you legally retarded, don't do it.
People are still gonna do it.
Yeah, crocodile. People do crocodile even though like, 90% of people die from this.
Do not talk shit about my crocodile.
Crocodile miss drug.
Is that the shit that like rots your fucking body open?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
they see people's bones and shit.
They like scale, like their skin starts dying on their body.
Good.
Yeah.
Like,
good.
Self-correcting.
Yeah, it's made of gasoline, match heads, and something else.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of poor Russians got together literally, and mixed some shit in a bucket.
And then you inject themselves. It. And that's what's like, that is the ingredient list. And you're like, cool, now
it's
I'm going to inject
not
it.
As harmful as our opiate addiction. In
the if you saw it was in meth, too, you'd be like, holy fuck, dude.
What is it? So, well, meth is just a compound, like methamphetamine. What the fuck is in that, like, on the street, I guess?
I think one of the most dangerous things in it.
Without telling people how to make meth.
No, we won't get too deep into it, but I think one of the most dangerous things they put into
it. So here's our Amazon cart. So 5 milligrams of what?
Yeah. I'm still not
It's lithium strips from batteries. That's, like, one of the grossest things in it. And
the second I hear that, it's like, dude, this is supposed to be injected
into
the
human. I don't
want to
get this demonetized. I'm not going to go into the ingredients of
that. Yeah,
let's not. But I will tell you, if you're driving by the trailer park and you smell cat piss, it's probably not cat piss. Meth smells like cat piss. Yeah.
It's ammonia.
Yeah.
I would have never known that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, if you shoot,
What the fuck?
What is that? M995? Like, just the AR ammo? Like, smells like fucking ammonia. Like, you get that cat piss smell in your fucking
Who said that the other day? And we're like, holy fuck, yeah, you're right. Was it John? Oh, John. John was like, we were at the range, and John's like, Dad, it smells like cat pee, and I never realized that.
You're like, no, like, I don't know what it is. And I'm like, no, he's actually right, like, because we were shooting that M16A1.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, you get that ammonia smell.
I don't feel like I've ever smelled that shooting before. Or maybe I just don't.
You might have.
Maybe I just know the gun just
took your sense of taste.
No. Maybe I'm just used to it from shooting so fucking much. It just that didn't occur to me.
I'm not used to shooting good ammo, so I'm not used to smelling it at all.
Yeah, fair.
I know when he said M995, I was like, God, that shit's so expensive in Tarkov.
It's unreal expensive.
I love that your guys is real.
M855, maybe? That's what I'm thinking of. Not M995.
Yeah, that's like your fucking tungsten or whatever tips, your fucking penetrating shit.
I've got like a stack of that shit that I'm just like kind of like, all right, that's my rainy day quarter. We don't touch that ammo.
Your A56 is like your fucking your good compared to like your green tip.
I mean, those mimosas I actually feel. I'm not been drinking much, and I'm like those. I'm like, man, this single one. I'm here.
No, I'm tapping out on this because it's making me have to poop. So yeah,
tomato has that effect on people. You need to take a breather.
I'm not gonna.
Are you prairie dogging?
No.
Are you prairie dogging, Cody?
I'll let you know when I got a poop.
Turtle showing up.
Turtle shelling right now, bro.
Talk about my turtle, okay?
I just picture a little Cody head popping out. I don't like
out of my ass.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I gotta go.
No, stop it.
He's like, what the fuck?
I don't know my brain.
Why? What is wrong with you?
Why are you? Have you seen my son?
Why are you the way you are?
Have you seen my son? That's genetic.
Jesus. Yeah. It's on your Instagram feed, and it's pretty.
Yeah, see, it's genetic.
Are you on the Benadryl again, Eli?
Oh, God. The hat man like, here
the
to get you.
Corner.
I don't know when Sav records me anymore. That's why when I sat down that one time, the story I just did, I was like, do you shit out your poop or poop out your shit? Like, I just sat down and asked her that, and she was filming me.
She burst into tears.
Why is he like this?
Yeah, she was like, what the fuck, man? I was like, do you shit out your poop or do you poop out your shit? She's like, I don't fucking know.
She's like,
he pays
the rent.
Oh, bless his little heart.
God
damn.
I
don't know how he does it, but he does.
He puts on a dress. That's how he does it.
One of my many ways. Oh, fuck. Yeah, so we had a really good talk about the UFC. We just were like, Luke, we're friends. Have you ever fucking got kicked so in the goddamn liver before?
Yeah, that was
tirade.
See, I think you were the only one who watched the whole fight.
Oh, dude, that fucking Edwards versus, oh.
I know what you're talking about. Don't look at me. Don't even look at me when you're thinking, because I didn't watch any. I haven't seen a clip. I saw what we watched that brunch.
We walked, we went to the bar, and, like, they had, like, the knockoff UFC up, which is fucking bullshit.
It was, like, was it Bellator was Pride or whatever?
ESPN, it was something, yeah.
Whatever. I'm like, oh, cool, the fights are on. Wait a minute. Like, this isn't is the great value. Like,
yeah, it's the just, Goodwill
it's
version.
A kid's schoolyard and a couple kids bullying each other. Like,
okay, but back to the fight. Usman versus Edwards. Usman is the champion. He was just Usman. He was about to get the longest winning streak ever in UFC history. He is the welterweight champion.
How many weight classes are there?
Fucking not as many as boxing.
10 million.
I think four, right?
No.
At least.
Wasn't there like
phantom,
a light?
Feather, light, fly.
There's a phantom?
Bantam.
Bantam.
What does that mean? What?
Light. Flyweight, then bantam.
It should be phantom weight, though. That sounds way cooler.
It's probably like 8 weight classes, probably in UFC.
That's so many weight classes.
Boxing has like fucking 20. Every 5 pounds, there's like a new weight class in boxing. But when you're at that degree, it makes sense because you're like the top athlete because people drop to whatever. Mm-hmm. So Usman versus Edwards. Edwards is a fucking broke ass kid that came from nothing.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, he's on a win streak. Phenomenal fighter from the UK. But poor shit. Grew up poor shit. Got in trouble. Then kept just like, I gotta fight. Gotta do this. This is my life. I'm like, no big. Finally
just
got
like reality. Some rich kid put him in his fucking place.
Yes. And so he's like, I'm here. And that's the thing. So he was like, I'm here finally. He takes down Usman in the first round. Usman's never been taken down.
Dude, it was 20. It was like 20-0 for both of them. It was absolutely fucking.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. 20, both of them like are fucking. Yeah, both 20-0, of them.
19-0 or something.
Yeah.
No shit.
Oh. So those are the losses. So Usman and then that. Yeah. So what had happened was these guys are on both of them long ass win streaks going into this fight. Usman's the champion. Fucking welterweight. PV, pound for pound, best. He gets taken down. Never in his career has been taken down. And Usman gets pissed because he loses the first round and beats the fuck out of Edwards for the next 4 rounds. Round 5, just everyone's, and the judge is his best. Joe Rogan, everyone's like, well, he's just giving up. His corner says the best thing ever. Stop feeling fucking sorry for yourself. It's like what he told Edwards. And Edwards was like, huh. 1 minute left in the last round. Fake. Boom. Fucking Usman.
What do you describe it? There's audio.
Okay, yes.
You can't just wiggle your head around.
Edwards throws a straight left. So
YouTube is the only thing that matters.
Exactly. Edwards throws a left. He's a straight left. He's a southpaw fighter. Usman pats it and slips to the right. Usman throws a kick. Didn't see that kick coming. 1 minute remaining. Usman is fucking dominating. He just has to let it ride and he could have won the match. 1 minute remaining, he gets knocked the fuck out.
No shit.
On one kick. One kick drops him. Fucking Joe Rogan. And the commentator, Joe Rogan, is like, yeah, he's just giving up. What the fuck just happened? Like, you see it. Everyone's face is like, what the fuck? World champion, just like that. And Usman's just on the ground like, bro, it was the biggest upset ever. And Edwards is like, I fucking told you. I came for fucking nothing. He's like, what the fuck? Usman's just like, I just lost the world's longest win streak.
The pound for pound championship. Everything gone. And I just had, he literally, at the last minute, he could have been like,
he could wipe his tears out the millions.
He could have walked around for a minute because every round was him, other than the first. Every round, he would have been good. I was like, and watching that unfold, and everyone was like, it's going to go down in UFC history as like the biggest turnaround for a fight. Cause it was the 1 minute remaining, wham, drops the world champion in a kick. And you see his face like, I just won this fight. Like, I'm the fucking world champ now. It's so fucking dope. So fucking dope.
I don't care.
I know. He played that song.
Really?
Oh, that's shit. That was his walkout song.
That's pretty cool.
And then right. He did, that was his speech, like, was fucking Rocky. His winning song was Rocky. Everything was Rocky for it.
Oh, man. Because
he was the fucking underdog.
Rocky was the original movie that got me in the gym when I was in, like, middle school.
Right?
I was just like, oh, this is fucking dope. And I didn't realize, like, Sylvester Stallone and, like, what is it, 1977?
Dude, that was, oh my God, that story is fucking phenomenal.
It's an amazing story, but, like, you don't realize, like, he's not jacked at all.
No, it was Rocky II when he made money, then steroids were a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, you look at it, you're like, oh, wow, like, I've seen better physiques than that in, like, a high school gym. Like,
it's me. Do you know the Sylvester?
Adrian, I did it.
You know Sylvester? Do you know Rocky first? Do you know the story behind that, both of you?
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, behind the movie.
No, I don't know.
He sold his dog in order to get that made. Oh. Like, that dog in the movie, he sold it. He bought it back afterwards.
Because he shopped it around.
Yes, and no one bought it. Like, not a fucking soul. And he was like,
because he wrote the movie.
Oh, I didn't know.
Like,
that.
He didn't just act in it. Like, he was a nobody, fucking wrote the movie.
But his demand was he acted in it.
Yep. He's like, I want to be Rocky. And nobody fucking bought it. So he, like, he went around. Like, it was really fucking cool.
One of the most dope. And that's what that was the catalyst, because he won a Grammy, or not a Grammy, a fucking Oscar,
I guess.
Yeah, for that. That was his first movie out the gate. He won a fucking Oscar for it. That's how that was the catalyst to his career. That dude was poor as shit.
First Blood, and then a bunch of shitty movies after that.
Oh, no, hold on. Demolition Man is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Dude, I haven't watched that so long.
It's so fucking good.
You can't even
the
cuss.
Expendables are like the fucking potato chips of movies where you're like, I know this is bad, but I'm enjoying it.
It's like, fuck it.
There's explosions. It doesn't need to be
Terry
good.
Terry Crews in a hallway with an AA-12. Like,
all you need in life.
Boom, boom, just, I need an AA-12. Why do I not
have deleting
one?
Life.
Why don't you have one? It's the stupidest looking gun in the world. I love it.
Gonna have one, but
it's like when a child draws a gun.
They, oh, yeah. They got fucking raided. Like, they were re-releasing the AA-12, and the ATF fucked that all up for everybody. Like, every one of them in existence got rounded up.
And really?
Destroyed. Yeah.
So there's no AA-12s?
I think for, like, sale for foreign governments, which is so fucked up. It's like, okay, so we can't have them here, but fucking Saudi Arabia can have all they want. Yeah, no, the ATS seriously fucked them over on that pretty hard.
I didn't even know about that. I like our podcast direction. It's like a Charlie Day map.
Shit, your poops, your shit. Well, the ATS was down on. Here's morning about the AA-12 to civilian sales.
You guys hear about that new Dragon Ball show? It's our podcast in a nutshell. It's a fever dream.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. Cody, what have you been up to?
Oh yeah, I was gonna
Thank you. Put that back on the Burger King.
What has he been up to? Well, he's now banned from American Airlines.
Don't tell them that.
Cody's wearing a Burger King crown.
I went out with Demolition Ranch the other night. That was pretty cool. And he had his buddy, you guys hear Flair. Flair? Yeah, Flair. He does like fishing content.
We were there, Cody. Content.
Yeah,
for the podcast, Eli.
I know.
I'm just explaining. I know you guys were there, but
because I don't know with his alcoholism.
You guys went home, and I went out with Flair.
I was like, maybe Cody doesn't remember we were there.
Punch him in the face.
I wasn't drunk yet. I was drunk when I lost the frog in the Uber. But
that was my
okay. So wait, hold on. What? Okay, now I'm confused.
I still don't know about this.
So I go out with Flair. And Demolition Ranch, and there's only one bar open in Bernie past 8 p.m., and it's pretty much illegal. That you can smoke cigarettes in there, like the walls or that wood paneling you saw in your grandparents' house back in the day. It was just old. It was made of cinder blocks. So we have some beers, and then we're walking out. You got the text rolled up?
Yep, I got it.
What are the I don't remember sending you texts.
So, let's read them.
Cody sent me a text at fucking midnight that says, I found a frog in an Uber.
What the fuck? There's literally holding a frog. Hold on.
I found the frog outside the Uber.
Oh, so you brought it to the Uber.
Okay, so in my mind, I was like, I bet Heather would like this frog. And so I grabbed a frog off the ground and got in an Uber.
Actually, no, you didn't say, I found a frog in an Uber. You said, I found frog in Uber.
It's just him holding a frog in an Uber.
Can you screenshot that?
Yeah, we're going to need that. We're going to need that.
I said, what the fuck? That's awesome. He said, him hungry. I said, this may have been the best random text I've ever received. Next fucking photo is empty hand. Empty hand. He goes, I have no idea where he went. I said, oh shit, oh fuck. I get a video that is just frantically fucking looking for a frog with a flashlight on in the back of a fucking Uber.
What is the driver thing?
I didn't know.
You just left a frog in his
fucking... He just texted me, he's, bro. The fucking video, I said, rip my N-word frog. It's like, dude, he gone. I'm like, I'm looking at my phone at this point, I'm like, it has been 40 minutes we've had this conversation. I'm like, how long is this fucking Uber?
To be fair, it was the slowest driver in the entire world. I'm
Did
talking
you
about
get
Tim,
Uber back to
Tim.
Your house from...
Yeah.
That's a long-ass fucking ride, dude.
And he was driving 10 under the speed limit.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, it was a fucking terrible ride. So it was so long...
The story is so much better with the Burger King crowd.
So
it was. I just love you have an adventure frog on your tattoo, yeah, and you right. just gave a fucking frog an adventure. Well, you're like, hi, frog, come with me to new part of town! And you drove, and then you're like, fuck you, frog, you live on own now in Uber car.
I'm just imagining fucking Abdul sitting here in, like, the Uber, like, driving back to his, like, wife and kids, just fucking swerves and dies.
I just picture
fucking fucking frog in an Uber.
Okay, so no, I sent you that last message. Like I lost him, and then we were still like fucking 20 minutes from the house.
Saga?
Well, I fell asleep, and then No, he was like, I couldn't find him, so I'm sitting there, and this guy's driving slow as shit.
Oh my god!
And so I'm just like. we get to my house, and he's like, sir, and I'm like, oh, we're at my house, and I get out, and he drives off, and I'm like,
sir, my frog!
So he's got a little friend now.
I just picture the frog's life. It's like, man, this is a dope ass spot. I got some good ass fly. Yeah, I mean, it was like his hand just grabs the frog.
What the fuck?
Where am I going?
I can't wait to bring these berries back to my family, my wife and children. Fucking abducted.
And then you're looking at Cody's face this close.
You are my new friend. Take picture for other friends. Frog, she's like, help me.
Master has fallen asleep, must escape. Like jumping away.
That frog is under duress.
He was happy. I didn't even get to name him.
Because you fell asleep.
A frog. Is that the name of the episode?
You fell asleep. That's why you couldn't name your frog.
But I'm thinking like, oh, he's going to so step on this fucking frog.
That was That's the actual adventure end, frog.
No, however, next time you're going to fucking call an Uber. Like, he's going to have, like, a little pouch there with, like, his little sidekick frog with sunglasses or whatever. You're like, oh, fuck.
Then do you know how this actually works? That guy went to bed that morning, walked out to his car at 3 p.m., was like, no, why does my car smell like shit? He is looking through his fucking car to find out what smells frog. Like asshole because it is sitting in the sun.
It's 110 degrees. This frog is
in the hottest
frog
part of Texas.
Dead as fuck. Like, this frog is already, like, fucking dry.
It's just
up.
Like...
I'm sorry, little guy. I'm really sorry.
Sorry, little one.
So I'm sorry, little one.
You know what's better than that, though? Fucking out of regs.
Oh my god. Brandon, with that fucking transition. Batty, go. Go.
Your colors look the best right now.
I mean, I don't know. His matched the podcast more.
I like Cody's colors. Cody's colors are my favorite. But Batty has that orange.
Hey, guys, out of regs. Buy it.
Cody's colors? Or color? Yeah.
An S or an E? This is not a good time for that joke during an ad read.
I agree to disagree.
Adoregs gives you wings.
Use the code CUM20.
Code unsub, code un20, just un20, unsub. Yeah.
Use come code 20. 20. Why'd they beep that word and say 20 in it?
Out of regs.
Legit though, like, we were just talking about this before the podcast. Like, I just bought a shitload of out of regs.
I know.
It's like,
I need more body wash. I'm out.
You know, I get a text from the other guys and, like, Brandon ordered a bunch of out of regs.
It's just super weird that they know, because I intentionally didn't use my first name.
Use your email.
Yeah.
The AK guy.
Literally, he's in the email. I'm like, fuck. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
So Brandon bought a bunch, and they're like, he knows, just give it to him, right? And I was like, yes. I don't know why he didn't use the discount code either. But my text back was like, he's a good friend. Brandon's story here.
You know what I'm doing at the moment, and you're like,
oh, he's drunk.
Well, literally drunk in the city. So, yeah, no.
Hair paste, neat. Must get.
hair frizzy, neat out rig.
Brandon Horngy.
Brandon Horngy.
Horngy get cured by out of rig.
We're gonna charge this Horngy.
That will be the new discount cord.
Me, Horngy. Yeah. That's the new shirt.
We need a Dune one too.
Dude, a Horngy Dune one? Dude, if we have the Dune monster with just Horngy in front.
Fucking Drawtism. Did you like the worm with the eyes?
Oh, that's perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
That's Batty's already on.
D-O-O-N. That's going to be, because we were talking about doing monthly shirts, like doing a shirt run for a month, stopping, because we have to.
We have
so much that we can do every month.
I only want like 30%
royalties off that. Done. Okay. Done.
Done and done.
If I die, banana, because that's what everyone wants also.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was still, everyone's like, we need that shirt. And you're like, that's a fucking salute, Eli. I was like, what?
If I die, salute. Banana. And he's like, banana? I was like, what is that?
Batty, first off, that's your
stroke?
Batty, first off, that was your fucking eyes. Yeah, like, hey,
No.
Podcast that won everyone. Batty's like, I fucking ordered this fucking meds. It came from fucking Saudi Arabia. I don't know if it's gonna kill me. What's going on? Well, I don't know. If I die, blah. I was like,
if I die, salute.
Yeah, if I do, salute. And then I reply, so podcast at one ?
I was dead already.
Quiet. I'm like, did Batty mean to text us this entire exchange? It's like Cody right there. He didn't even remember the frog story.
Things happen. We live very busy lives.
That last round of Man Moses was a fucking mistake. I can already tell the direction of this podcast is derailed so fucking
so quick. I love it.
Great.
Oh, and then Batty wearing a cum shirt to the very nice Italia restaurant.
That's true.
This is our merch.
It's weird because we didn't fucking notice it till like an hour in.
I noticed you walking back from the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's
and I saw
everybody else
cum
noticed
in the corner of my eye.
All of the families trying to enjoy their Sunday after church.
Yeah. Just the fucking cum and doom.
The giant billboard for cum.
Just for doom.
It's like, you know, most people don't know what Doom is, so they're just like, that guy has cum on his shirt.
And this is a nice restaurant, dude. That's what I love the most.
Also written on it, but yeah.
I was just like, oh God, we are deviants, and this is what we do.
So we do not belong to Bernie.
No, God, no.
We don't belong most places.
This house is what we do.
We deserve this.
Hell from the temperature. So
I know.
I'm about that earlier today. I'm like, man, have you ever realized that
you didn't turn on the fan?
Oh, I did. You piece of shit.
That's I was like, man, it's extra warm.
I'm sitting here doing this.
I was like, it is extra warm in this house right now.
I'm thinking, like, you know, it's been a while since like I've had that fucking loud ass table next to me that I can't fucking stand, and then I realize like, oh fuck.
I'm the loud ass table. Yeah.
You guys do a really good job when Ryan's around, though, because Ryan, you can tell how loud we are based off
of... He's our canary in the coal mine.
Yeah.
When Ryden hides under the table, we need to shut up. Yeah.
The canary in the sound mine.
It was so funny at your house the other night. We were laughing a little bit too loud, and Ryden, like the old man, he's like banging on the wall. Stop!
Oh. We had so we had like an actual get together at the house.
I was late
to my own house because I was getting booze for everyone, and I was cooking. I was fucking doing everything. I took care of everyone.
Yeah, but it was late.
Very good host.
Just the late one.
Just the late host. I was a late host. I like walked down Savannah's like, text me when they're close. It's like, done and done, babe.
We all show up.
Everyone shows up. No text from me. I was like, sorry, babe. Fucked up. But Ryden, we're all drinking.
After you got home.
Yes. Yes.
For clarification.
Clarification. We're all laughing, having fun. And you hear like all the time. And I'm like, what? Oh, that's Ryden. Ignore him. He's a very angry old man.
That's my son. Ignore him.
Yeah. Well, he walked out halfway through in his underwear. He's like, stop.
You violated the law.
Being the filthy prank, like, it's time to stop.
I'm like, sorry, buddy, we'll keep it down. I'm telling my fucking 11-year-old son, we'll keep it down.
We'll keep it down.
Like, I think these roles are reversed. Like, what the fuck?
He walks back in his room.
Now you know you've never grown up.
I know. I'm like, we're the fucked up ones.
I get it. Makes sense.
God damn it. Okay, baddie.
Is it time? Can I talk about it?
Yes.
Okay, new
game. Like, sitting here waiting.
I'm so excited to talk about this game because it is the stupidest fucking fun game I've ever played.
And that's the unsubscribe podcast.
Thank you for watching. Baddie, do you have anything to pimp as the guest?
I'm gonna need you to leave.
I'll see myself out.
We're gonna burn that chair. It's so weird we can't have a guest on the podcast. We don't have another chair.
It just hard cuts and Brandon's on fire.
It's a red dragon. The chair going down the hill on fire.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
A new game just came out on Switch, Steam, Xbox, Play, all this shit. It's called Cult of the Lamb.
What? Okay, hold on.
That's you play it? I played it. You played it.
It's pretty fun.
It's so much fun. Okay, so Cult of the Lamb. You're basically, you're a little lamb. Like, it looks like fucking kind of somewhere between Castle Crashers, Binding of Isaac.
Is expert mode when you're in Afghanistan?
Same vibes.
Okay.
And same vibes. Yeah, it's got like a real cartoony look to it, but
it's so cute.
It's so cute. Until you start sacrificing all your followers. You basically are a lamb, which, you know, sacrificial lamb. You're the lamb, and you start a cult. And you run a cult.
Reversing no.
Wait, what?
It's fun, dude.
It's easy, and it's addicting as hell. It's like, again, Animal Crossing... Binding of Isaac's blood, gore, whatever, as you sacrifice your little minions or they starve to death. You just run a cult. You go on little crusades as a lamb with like a little deity god sword and you just murder shit, collect their bones and like wood and stone. And then you go back and you build up your cult.
Yeah, you have like a colony and that's your home base. But then you go on your little missions to bring stuff back and get more followers. And
so like playing Civilization meets Waco meets Animal Crossing.
No guns, but yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It's a Waco type situation.
Very. And like you can choose, like, as you're leveling up, you get to choose like how your cult is run. Like they can eat, you can make them eat grass and they're happy because you told them to. Or you can make them eat shit. Literal shit.
Yeah, poo. Yep.
And some of them will come to you and be like, cult leader, I have a deep dark fantasy where I'd love to eat shit. Can you make this happen? And you're like, yeah, I'll make you a shit bowl. And then you just hand him a bowl of shit and he just eats it and usually vomits and shits himself. But then he's like, thanks.
Poo is not sanitary.
Yeah, no. And you can upgrade, like you can make your followers happy if you sacrifice people or if somebody die. Like I have my cult right now all about sacrificing people because fuck it. When people become old, if they die of old age, everyone gets really mad. So when they become
Catholicism,
old,
the game.
Dude, really? So I'm like, any old person in my colony, it's like, it's your time. We walk to our little church, we light them on fire, and we dance in a circle.
And they're happy.
So they're thrilled.
Midsummer.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, this is like, what's that? Wicker Man.
It's like Midsummer. Have you watched Midsummer?
No, Sommer. I was told it was kind of like
Sommer.
Sommer. I was told it was kind of like weird, like woke kind of.
I don't think it's woke.
I don't think really? So. It's just the director's fucked in his head.
Yeah, because then like.
Because I know that studio, it's A24, right?
Yeah, it's the guy. That's his second movie. That's his second movie ever. Was Midsommar.
Sommer.
The Witch was his first one.
Because they had a new one.
That was his first movie?
I thought the Witch was his first
movie. No, the Witch is the third. The first one is Hereditary.
God, Hereditary.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen that yet.
Holy shit. You want to watch it together?
Oh my God, we need to. I would.
Bro, I thought about that movie for like 2 weeks after. I couldn't sleep that night. I was thinking about that movie.
That is his first movie, like, and that's how he goes out the gate with Midsommar. Yeah. Hereditary.
So
Hereditary.
Yeah. And now I'm recently single, and I'm like not gonna fucking do that.
No, wait.
No, watch it with a female.
Oh yeah. There we go.
There you go. That's easy. No, I'm just like I've like queued that up on my Amazon Prime, and I'm like, not gonna fucking do that.
How not to get laid? Watch Hereditary.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be the best one. Slasher film, yeah. Hereditary, maybe not.
Yeah,
that's true. You don't sleep.
What is this one, Batty?
Yours.
Give me a purple one.
No.
Ooh, that was smooth.
So Cult. Cult of the Lamb, fucking good game. I've been playing it too. John's obsessed with it. He's playing the shit out of it.
It is unbelievably fun, and it's got like five difficulties or some shit, so you can play it on easy mode and just have fun murdering your little followers, or you can make it super hard. Oh shit! The best part about it is if you stream it, there's an integration on Twitch where when you stream the game, anytime you get a new follower, you can roll it as one of the viewers in your chat.
Oh, dope.
So you get chat interaction. So you literally, it'll put like a little Twitch icon and their name above them, and then you can murder them and it's your viewers.
Oh, so it's kind of like drops in Tarkov or whatever, like they got an integration.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The viewer doesn't get anything except they get to design the little follower, because there's little different designs for your cultists. Like they're little cute little woodland critters and shit. They're like, I'm going to be a purple deer. And then you just sacrifice the purple deer. Literally, bro, like as you're playing the game and you're fighting enemies, you'll come up against a bad boss and he's got his little followers and he's like, I need power. And his little followers start stabbing themselves in the stomach and they sacrifice themselves to the bad guy. It's like, oh, okay. Like that actually happens.
This is dope as fuck.
This game
dude,
is.
Dude, this new Jonestown VR is wild.
Dude. And I'm only like, I'm not even halfway through the game. There's so much. It's so fun.
I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
Too bad.
Bro, when you can have people who like, if your faith isn't good enough, your followers will start dissenting. You can lock them in jail. And then your other little followers will walk around them and laugh at them and mock them for being locked up.
So it's Midsommar.
Maybe. I haven't seen it. So,
Midsommar, spoiler alerts, it is with the old people. That's why you brought that up, is the old people is like, okay, you reach that age. What do the old people do? What do you guess the old people do?
Greenest people.
They eat them?
No. They walk up to a fucking cliff edge, jump off, and hope to hit this rock edge. And this is the first 10 minutes of the fucking movie. They're just like, whoop.
You remember how it starts, though, too?
Oh, fucking hard.
Do I have to watch Midsommar?
Don't tell you how it starts, but it starts pretty hard, too.
So they just fucking woo, and then yeet off to hope to hit this fucking rock. The first dude misses, so they walk up with a giant fucking hammer, a rock, and they
just... I saw somebody break out of the movie. I think I was a critical drinker. Like, I saw his breakdown of the movie.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love that dude. He's awesome.
Yes, it's so good. And it's like, those movie break. I love those individuals. Actually, on Reddit, there was a post about YouTubers that are no longer around. That there's channels that just died, and it's like Beautiful Frames of Filming. One of my I'll kick it to you. It's one of the best channels, and all his views, which crazy is like the least viewed is like 4 to 5 mil.
Jesus,
he just quit after 3 years ago.
Huh?
Blame him necessarily.
That's like the Salmonella Academy. He quit after. Like 2 years, and his videos are so fucking good. If you guys have never seen Salmonella, it's like, sounds like the condition.
Yeah,
but it's Salmonella Academy, and he does these like janky cartoons. Have you ever watched him before?
No.
Never even heard of it.
Dude, his videos are so good, but he just quit 2 years ago, just fucking randomly quit, and he was getting like 7 million views a video.
And that's what is crazy. That Reddit today was just like YouTubers that what's your favorite old channel that doesn't do anything anymore? It was the weirdest thing reading Freddie Wong. I was like, that's my buddy. And they're like, he just does it. It's like 3 years ago was the last post, and
I didn't realize it's been that long.
Yeah.
Why did they stop?
It's just Freddie is just like
busy doing, like, I guess, real shit that he wants to do.
That's what Freddie, and then his podcast Dungeons and Daddies is doing still really good,
blowing up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So they're like, I just focus on this. But that was, it's like reading those channels and those old ones, like every frame of movies or something like that. So fucking good. It's where you get a lot of knowledge, or I got a lot of knowledge, because how he breaks down film and everything, directors. But
you learn a lot from guys like that. It's kind of weird, like, just because we all kind of do video media, whatever, but like just like listening to breakdowns of other people, like, well, this is why this didn't work, because they did this with the story instead of that or whatever, and this would have been better. And I'm like, oh fuck, you're right.
Dude, I'll have to send you his videos, because when you watch how he breaks down everything, you're gonna be like, holy shit, this dude is fucking talented. Sorry, we're all distracted by a cat.
No, right? we're playing fetch with it over here. Like, it's bringing us this little thing. We're throwing it.
It's all. Oh my god! Yeah,
he literally. I do this for hours.
You have
he brings it back.
Yeah, every time.
It's a fetch kitty.
My cat plays fetch.
Yeah, he keeps bringing it back. That's what I've been sitting over here doing.
Just eat it, and he'll chase it, and he'll bring it back. That's all he does. I do this for hours with this cat. I'll just sit on my fucking bed and throw it down my hallway, and he's like. Poof.
He brings it back.
You got a fetch kitty?
Yeah. Even
that
worse,
sounds
if
like
you
an urban dictionary.
What's a fetch kit? Yeah.
If you don't, everyone's looking. Like if you start, like,
right,
this is the
comments
problem.
Right now. Engagement question: what the fuck should a fetch kitty be?
Oh no!
You put that in your Tinder profile, looking for a fetch kitty.
I'm doing that right now. I'm looking for a fetch kitty. Dude, because, well, seriously, unironically, that's a good fucking idea, because they're going to ask, like, what the fuck is a fetch kitty?
I'm going to Urban Dictionary right now.
Fetch kitty.
I don't know.
It's going to be a shirt next.
Sounds like a shirt.
That sounds like a shirt right now.
The unsub liver punch. Are you lonely?
No such thing as a fetch kitty. We got to make it.
Yep.
No shit.
Just like punch her in the liver.
Well. We don't. Nah.
Punch.
Nah.
Them in the liver.
You know. Not a fan of that.
Punch them.
Nope.
Punch in the liver.
Punch them.
Punch them in the
punch
liver.
Punch them in the liver. She might want to hit you.
No, them.
I'm sure she does.
We could combine the terms, like, because we are talking about a cat, like punch him in the pussy.
Yeah. Punch him in the pussy. Punch him in the liver.
I want to hit my cat. I love him. Pep, you're the best.
Pep? That's his name?
Sir Pep Butt.
After Peppermint Butler.
Yeah.
The Adventure most evil Time. Thing in the universe.
Oh, gotcha. I was so confused for a second.
You know that.
Oh, I know my Adventure Time lore.
I love
that. When John was a little guy, we would watch every single episode of Adventure Time.
I want to get a lich tattoo.
Oh, yeah. It went really fucking hard.
I've never
it's
watched
real
show,
as shit, dude. It's crazy.
It gets sad, too,
it
man.
It is so sad.
Does it?
Adventure Time? Oh, my God.
I can honestly say I've never watched that American anime before. It's only three episodes.
It's like the first season's kind of like,
Yeah,
a
happy
that.
Fun time, and then they start getting into the lore of the characters and like what happened, because they talk about the mushroom wars in it, and this is you don't realize it's a post apocalyptic wasteland with mutants.
Fuck yes,
and it gets kind of fucked up in some parts.
These are my favorite stories.
He wheezes when you don't throw his toy enough.
Yeah, he just wheezed at me. I heard.
That's what he can't meow. He goes.
That's really cool. It's too far.
He can't meow?
No, he goes, heh. He doesn't meow.
So why?
Putting him down.
Never.
Why can't he meow?
Oh, I know. He just meows like an idiot.
He does. He just, I didn't know if that was him or not. That was weird.
Your cat's autistic.
I literally heard that before as I was like coming up for breath from a laugh, and I'm like, did I just make that?
That's Pat.
He's okay.
What a cute little kitty. That cat, Ryan's like, where's the black cat? I already know Ryan's thought process.
I know Dumpy's probably sitting on his lap right now, like, where are the chicken nuggets?
Yeah, and Ryan.
Give me your chicken. Were you? No, you were here.
Oh my God.
Ryan was on the couch eating chicken nuggets, and my other cat, Dumpy, ran up to him and just started stealing his food. He's like, ooh.
No, first, Ryan, Ryan walked in here with the nuggets,
the empty
box. And I was like, yeah, well, I mean, it's spot on, because Ryan walked in here and I was like, why the fuck's Ryan in here showing me his fucking empty chicken nugget box? And he was like, I ate their chicken nuggets, Daddy. And I was like, dope. And he like walked over here. I was like, just put it there. He's like, no, I ate their chicken nuggets. I was like, yeah, you ate them all. He's like, no, I ate 8 chicken nuggets. I was like, where'd the other two go? The cat took them. I was like, wait, hold on, bro. And he's like standing right here like, why the fuck did cat take my goddamn chicken nuggets, Dad? I was like, what happened? You ate 8 chicken nuggets and the cat took 2? He's like, yeah, the orange cat took them. I was like, you fed the cat chicken nuggets? You're like, look,
like, Dad's busy. Go handle it. Okay, Daddy. He pulls out a knife. He's like,
but that's what we're talking about.
My cat bullied an autistic child.
That's so fucked up, man. And then what we thought, like, one of the cats had a nugget on his paw.
Cause Pep came in and he was over there shaking his paw because his toy that he plays fetches was stuck to his claw.
But it looks like a chicken nugget.
What the fuck? Just dancing,
hey. Looks like he didn't just
bully. You'll never get this.
He didn't bully him once, so he had, because he can't carry two. He got one left. Because then went back and got another.
I know Rhino was like, like the cat took it and he was just like, oh. What happened? And then Dubby's like,
oh, that was easy.
I can fuck this kid up. The kid was like, yeah, yeah. And just ran off with another nugget.
You come back like 3 episodes from now, like Raiden's holding her pocket.
My cat bullies kids.
Like, Ryan just wants to like be happy and pet the cat, and Dubby's in there like, fuck you. Yeah. What the fuck you say to me? Fuck yeah, you. Your cat, are you looking at me? Fuck you.
Your cat just made my son your prison bitch.
Like, just hit your cat. I tried to throw it and I slapped him in the face. Oh, my bad.
Okay. That's what we're going to start the episode with, Fluck. I just hit your cat. I slapped him in the face. Cody. There you go, bud.
God.
I'm
taking your shit. I was just playing with you.
This is great. I've never seen this. This.
I love my cats. He's doing it. Hours, and he gets pissed off if you stop.
Cody's vlogging in the middle of a goddamn.
I know.
How often do you see Peppermint Butler playing Fetch?
Dude, I just that exact phrase, never.
However, how often do you say Peppermint Butler playing Fetch, good sir?
This is why we don't have 3 Manmosas before a goddamn podcast.
That's my fault.
This is a good one. This was a good podcast.
It felt good.
It was mostly good. There were some not good
let's
parts.
Let's do this. Let's do video games. Let's bring the Burger King hat out. Let's see what gets banned versus what doesn't get banned. Let's talk about video games just a smidge. Cody, you stole a frog.
Yeah, is that
you kidnapped a frog.
Eli likes fighting way too much. Cody stole a frog. Brandon's got a crown on, and I like games sometimes. It's yeah.
You like cults.
Cults.
Yeah.
What do your people do to appease their god, Batty?
Well, they pray to me first, and then I sacrifice them.
Okay.
That sounds like your Twitch stream. So, like,
same thing.
And then we're all shitty to our Twitch stream.
They give me money, and then I shit on them. Welcome to friendship. What is up, you sexy parasocial mother lovers?
Oh my god, that ain't the fucking truth.
Sacrifice for me. I am your god, Burger King.
Yeah, I can't believe I had a hat on for that line.
That definitely won't be used on the subreddit.
Definitely not.
By the way, Spooky, you beautiful son of a bitch, the fucking Bill,
oh, the
Kill
artist,
Bill.
Yeah. I didn't know his name. Holy shit.
Of Batty with Cumchucks.
This man drew me straight up in Kill Bill beautiful art style on like a card, like a king, and I'm holding Cumchucks.
That was honestly fantastic.
It was
really good.
This is my legacy.
Okay, here's the question.
Come on, dude. You knew this was coming.
This is the question at the end of the podcast, an hour in, perfect time for engagement. Who is the ace, the jack, the spade, and the king in this group?
The spade?
That's racist, Eli.
The ace? Jack, the queen, the king, and the ace. There we go. Got the verbiage right.
You're the queen, dude.
You're the queen. You're the queen. I mean, I mean, Brandon's got to be the jack, and you're probably the ace.
I either want to be the A or the K, so you can like kind of shittily spray paint like one or the other after it.
Ooh,
like,
Batty, you're the king.
Like that whole thing. Oh, there we go. Because if we have the spade, or we can just do
stop
kings.
Calling me a spade.
You're a fucking
it's a suit, not that. A goddamn card. Believe that one.
I just feel like we can't. Okay.
Okay,
can't
the red card's king. Over here.
All I'm going to say is we're all kings. Brandon's got to be included because three kings.
Okay, on the side of the red cards.
That's, what is three K? What's, it's a K. We can't do that.
I mean, oh, we can't
nope,
be.
Nope.
That hat's all yours, buddy.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
The three putting kings and the Joker?
Nope. Putting that V. Vito! Vito! Vito!
You wouldn't get it.
Thank you for watching the Unsubscribe Podcast! As always, we have Donut Operator, Eli Double Fab, and our beautiful baby boy, Brandon Barbera. Fuck off.
Jesus Christ. Oh, we didn't even announce. Batty, do an announcement for the Patreon.
We did
this
last episode.
But let's do it one more time because it's actually going live.
Don't worry about it. What we'll do is we'll do a new intro because we haven't done our intro in a minute. The one where we're like, hey guys, like, subscribe, go through the things. We'll include a Patreon and merch in that so we can update. I hate. Okay.